found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. We say hello to you on a hot day in the capital city. Boy, it doesn't feel like football weather, but it is, because we have NFL football tonight. Trent and I'll get into that contest a little later on in the show.
A great show
lined up for you today.
Jimmy B, we're not going to get into Bengals.
We're not going to get into
Texans. Come on, Jim. You're better than that.
That's a premier game.
I'm cutting you off 12 seconds into the show. We are not giving a breakdown of Texans-Bengals. What in God's name is going on with you?
Adam Kramer is our guest coming up at about 4:15, Kegs and Eggs. At 4:35, John Walters, longtime voice, Iowa State, will be our guest. 5:15, Ken Silverstein, Big Ten Conference Insider. And then Trent throws it down with Wolfgang at about 5:35. All right, kid, how are you today? You sound good. You sound enthused.
Well, I am enthused. I'm enthused to talk about some things that actually pertain to our market here as opposed to Cincinnati-Houston. What a dreadful football game. You watch that crappy football. I'll be watching some baseball tonight. I'll be watching those Minnesota Twins. I'll be watching the Cubs. I'll be watching things that actually matter, not that garbage the NFL is trying to trot out tonight.
I'm going to be watching Deshaun Watson and his first official start as an NFL starting quarterback, coming off the sensational game that he had in his final collegiate game when they won the national championship. I'll pay attention to that. I will sample your Twins tonight. I will sample the Cubs at least for a little bit tonight, just to see what they're doing. And I can tell you right now that in baseball, St. Louis has already won. They have beaten Cincinnati 5-2. So the Cubs playing against the Mets again tonight in Chicago. I'm telling you, Trent, Cardinals refuse to die. You cannot get rid of those guys.
They are the witches of baseball. They continue on each and every time. It's incredible. What they do this season has been certainly an interesting one. One that has had some head-scratching moments, but here they are, middle of September, right in the race again. Going to be a lot of fun. Looks like we got a fun race shaping up there, and plenty of baseball to get into, Jimmy B. But want to start the show today. You know, we've been talking about the release of schedules way down the line. I mean, for some people, it's a little silly. We're talking about football schedules in 2020, 2021. It's not the release of the schedules, but there are the other components here and the change in the Big Ten at the end of the regular season. Iowa will finish up against Wisconsin. It'll be Nebraska, Minnesota to wrap things up. And the little turnabout that happened today from Nebraska in their perspective. Do you see this today, Jim, where all of a sudden they go from, hey, we don't like playing on Black Friday, it's difficult on the kids, short week, the excuses that came out, and suddenly today the tune is changing?
I feel like I'm listening to Donald Trump. One day he says this, next day he says something else. It's the same scenario that you're getting here with Nebraska. Look, you and I had this conversation when all of this started to break loose the last couple of days. They are not a destination school any longer. They are not challenging for the national championship and haven't for a long, long time. And they are not on the national consciousness around the country. That's just not Nebraska football anymore. Now, they got rid of coaches that would win 9 games, once in a while 10, but they would get beat badly in a bowl game. Oops, sounds like somebody else I know in the state of Iowa. They get beat badly by somebody in a bowl game at the end of the year. And they change coaches again. And then they get an opportunity to play against a team that has been to the national title game in recent history in Oregon. And they get blown out in the first half. And then come back and make a miraculous recovery in the second half to make the game interesting, but still lose. And now they're going to play a MAC school. So, look, They may think, and I told you, Trent, that they're living in their own little bubble over there because that's all that's there. There's nothing else. Nothing. I've been in that state way too many times. There's nothing but the school. And it's unfortunate because they have such a great fan base, a fan base that continues to support no matter what, and yet they still believe that when the season kicks off, they should be ranked in the top 10. Trent, they have long missed on top 10s, and they have missed as well on top players. It is not the same program. It's not to say that they can't be 10-2 sometime, because they can. Look, we saw Iowa go 12-0, right schedule. Things broke correctly for them. It'll happen to Nebraska. But if Nebraska fan thinks that their stuff still doesn't stink, oh, pal, you guys have been stinking for the last 10 to 15 years. Really bad, and the rest of the nation knows it.
That's the conversation we've had the last couple of days. But here today, the conversation changes, and their athletic director, Sean Eichhorst, comes out after saying that they're not going to play on Black Friday anymore. And this is part of just a rotation that the Big Ten is happening, trying to save face. And now he comes out and says that they're going to do, quote, everything possible to keep Black Friday football beyond 2019. So is it the pressure? The pressure of the fan base that said, hey, we're not the football program we once were, but we do have this tradition, and now you're trying to take this away on top of it? Is it caving to the pressure? Is it a tone-deaf coaching staff and athletic department that doesn't understand the traditions of Nebraska and what the fan base at least wants to see in that last regular season game a year? One of the spotlight games that they still have as opposed to back in the day when they were a national program, and they're trying to take that away. That's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of here, Jim.
Yeah, I agree with you. And to me, I think it was pressure from the fan base. I really do. I think boosters probably just went through the roof when they heard that. And look, I don't care if they played Iowa at the end of the season, Minnesota, it doesn't matter to me. But that has long been a standing tradition for that school to play on Black Friday. And you're absolutely right, where they were trying to make it like the day before, we don't care. Not a big deal to us. Now today it is, oh yes it is, oh yeah. I bet the president's phone, not just the AD's, the school president's phone rang off the hook with people upset about those comments, Trent. I could just see that taking place, and that's why they had to backpedal.
Yeah, certainly interesting news happening from our neighbors to the west today with Nebraska trying to turn things around. And here's the other part. You wonder what the Big Ten role is going to be in this, as they have their traditional Saturday game, 11 o'clock Central Time, noon Eastern kickoff, Michigan, Ohio State, basically every year. They've moved it around a few times, but for the most part, that's kind of the baseline of things. What do they do with the Iowa-Wisconsin game? What do they do with Nebraska? Do they take that Michigan State-Penn State game that has a chance to be really important, especially if Penn State continues on the path that they are on and Michigan State's gained some relevancy after last year? I think this brings flexibility to the Big Ten, and it's not just going to be up to Nebraska. And if they can get Minnesota to agree on there, where the Big Ten might be saying here, hey, let's hold off a little bit. Let's slow down just handing you this Black Friday game, because we've seen the TV numbers, Jim. They're good. The TV numbers for this game year after year have been incredibly good for this football game. You don't just want to hand it off, and then you take even a little bit more of the shine off and you insert Minnesota for Iowa, because we know Iowa in college football is certainly more relevant than the Gophers. It's not 1942 anymore. So with all that being said, you just hand them Black Friday because Nebraska's done it for 25 years. I'm not so sure the Big Ten is willing to do that.
I think you're onto something there. I really am. And I think that the backlash from fans, coupled with the now AD coming out and saying, well, just hold on a little bit here. We may not want to get off that game. You might be told to get off that game by a certain conference commissioner who is a heavyweight when it comes to heavyweights in conference. So from that standpoint, you may be on to something right there, Trent. And if the Big Ten decides that, hey, Nebraska, you're not relevant like you used to be. You haven't been that relevant since you have joined the Big Ten Conference. You're just another one of the schools. You're not Rutgers, but you're not Ohio State like maybe the fan base thought they were going to be when they first got in. So we're just going to relegate you to average status. And if that's the case, I think it's going to be holy hell. I really do. And I know that they just gave Mike Riley a one-year contract extension. I know that. But, Trent, you know as well as I do, if he doesn't have some sort of success this year, they'll be screaming for him to go. You know that.
And they should be. I think it was a terrible hire. I don't think it's going to work out. And if it's time to make the move, make the move. I have no problem with that. The Frank Solich situation was awful. Bo Pelini won, but the guy was an absolute a-hole. I completely understand making a move there. This one, on the other hand, I don't think it's going to work. I don't see this working big picture. If you're ready to make a move, make a move. I have no problem if they make that decision after this year. What other college football note today, as we were gearing up and getting ready for perhaps game day making its way to Iowa City a week from Saturday? Instead, they'll be going to New York City. We're going to tackle this at New York City.
What a great
decision. Coming up next, Adam Kramer, old friend, Kegs and Eggs. Always an interesting look at the college football scene. He'll join us here on the other side. What in God's name is ESPN doing taking game day, not to a college campus, to Times Square? We'll tackle that next on Jimmy B and TC.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
1700 KBGG and Charles Gabus Ford want to put you in the driver's seat of a brand new Ford Edge. This car is for you. It's all about getting you a 3-year lease on a 2017 Ford Edge. Sign up now to qualify at participating businesses who are offering even more great prizes. Like a $100 gift card to Memory Bound Scrapbook Store at 641 North Ankeny Boulevard, an autographed Nora Fleming designed piece from Treasure House at 721 North Ankeny Boulevard, or $100 in Orange Leaf gift certificates at the Ankeny and Urbandale Orange Leaf frozen yogurt locations, and more. To see all of the participating businesses, log on to 1700kbgg.com and keep listening for details on even more chances to qualify. This car's for you with Charles Gabus Ford and 1700kbgg.
Whether you're a beginner or an experienced golfer, practice makes you, well, can make you perfect. Willow Creek Golf Course is a great place to do just that. Their driving range is open and ready for you to get just a little better. There's lots of room, grass tees, and even a practice green. Call for more information at 515-285-4558 or visit willowgolf.com. That's willowgolf.com. Willow Creek Golf Course on Southeast Willow Creek.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358. 1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We continue all the way till 6 o'clock tonight. Always fun when we have a chance to catch up with Adam Kramer, Kegs and Eggs, right here on the Big Talker 1700. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Hey, Hip, how are you, Adam?
Good, guys. How are we doing?
We're doing great. I think we're doing better than Nebraska's doing. I know that you've been covering this story. First, they didn't want to play on Friday. Apparently, they've backpedaled. Now they don't mind playing on Friday. Your thought process on this?
Boy, this seems like a lot of conversations and emails and quotes based on something that really, in the grand scheme of things, does it truly matter? I think Nebraska should be more concerned about being nationally relevant than it should be, you know, playing on a specific game or date. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong in this regard, but that time or that presence does not have the same punch or impact maybe that perhaps it should or clearly it does with them. But it is strange to see the posturing and the way that sort of the multi-phase posturing sort of unfold.
You know, it very interesting, that Black Friday game that started back in the 1990 season with Oklahoma-Nebraska, morphed into Colorado taking over with the split of the Big 12 and the North and the South, and then Iowa taking over that spot. It is a pretty important spot for whoever, you know, whatever TV deal that is. Could you see Jim Delaney maybe wielding a little bit of power here and saying, hey, Nebraska, you hold off a little bit here. Maybe we want Iowa-Wisconsin to be that game. Maybe Penn State-Michigan State could take a hold of that, because that Black Friday game, there's a lot of people watching.
There is, and so this is the kind of the thing. I mean, things have changed. Like those 90s games, it's a little different now. The shape of college football, the shape, the way we view that program. Like if you can, I view that, you're right, it is a luxury. So why not spread the wealth? Like this is not necessarily like a Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving like tie to this day for me. If I am Jim Delaney, I am putting some high-profile games there. You're not necessarily putting Ohio State, you know, Michigan on that day. You know, that's got its own little perfect window that we're all comfortable with. But if you could showcase your teams at different times in a different light, then you're absolutely right. This would be a good place to start.
Adam, to the games on the field, and let's start with Oklahoma-Ohio State from a week ago. We knew the importance of that game for the Big 12. You know, Arkansas, TCU had some importance too, but in its own, that was certainly a big, big moment for the Big 12. What does that do for the Big 10? I personally can't see Penn State still getting through unscathed with that road game at Ohio State that they have. You know, you go through and you look at schedules. Is the Big 10 with just that one single loss, or already they in a little bit of trouble?
It definitely feels like your position of strength is no longer there. And suddenly the Big 12 with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, I mean, again, this is week two, so let's not get giddy and weird, or let's keep our weirdness in check, I suppose. It does feel a little bit differently than it was, and I'm kind of with you on Penn State. I mean, they've looked great. They should be in that position, and yet there's also a sense that at some point it's not going to work. I still think the conference is strong. You know, I still think having a team, you know, Iowa looks like it's going to be better than people thought. Wisconsin looks like it's going to stroll right along. Nebraska, from a football standpoint, we're not quite sure. Look at Purdue. By the way, he's probably going to score about 120 points in that game this week. It's a little bit more fun. So maybe the top half of the conference is taking a hit. Michigan kind of defensively is wonderful, lackluster offensively. But it's still so darn early. I mean, you go back 2 years and we had pronounced the Big Ten dead, right, when it came to the playoff conversation after, like, the week from hell where all of your teams lost and lost emphatically. So there's no doubt it feels a little bit different. And yeah, clearly we have to take Oklahoma more seriously than we were, at least I do. But obviously, as we know, this season has a way of working itself out.
Adam, we always get wonderful guys in the college game, and maybe they won't translate to the next level, but they make incredible stories of the college game. Baker Mayfield, a story incredible in its own right, starting with Texas Tech, walking on there, winning that job as a freshman, and saying, you know what, I can do even more, and making his way to Oklahoma when they didn't have a spot for him. A great guy, fun. The apology disappointed me because he didn't have to apologize for planting that plant at the 50. He deserved to plant a flag at the 50-yard line at Ohio Stadium.
First off, too, trying to plant it in field turf. That's a lesson for everybody out there that's going to try and plant a flag on field turf. You better plant it hard or that thing better be a spear. But no, he is fun. I mean, he is wild. He is fun. In terms of, and I've made this comparison a few times over the years, there are some Johnny Manziel-like qualities in terms of the way he plays. Someone argued the off-field stuff, the off-season he had too, but the way he plays, there's like a chaotic art form in how even like these most dire of moments, he looks completely under control. And here's the other thing about him. We've spent all off-season, I'm guilty of this, talking about other quarterbacks who are taller than him. Guys like Josh Rosen and Josh Allen and Mason Rudolph. You know, Lamar Jackson certainly, even though he's not that 6'4", 6'5", prototype guy, Baker Mayfield, 6'1", has not gotten a ton of draft buzz because of his height. And yet, in terms of college performance, year to year, I mean, this year he's got almost as many touchdowns as he does incompletions through two games, one of which was at Ohio State. I'm not sure there's a better, more productive player in college football, maybe with the exception of Lamar Jackson. He has been excellent, and yet it feels like he hasn't exactly gotten his due even still.
All right, now you just referenced Lamar Jackson. That's the game that I think most people will take a good look at. Clemson, the defending collegiate champions, matched up against Louisville and the defending Heisman Trophy winner in Lamar Jackson. All right, AK, how do you see this?
I kind of like Louisville. I do, and I think this is a Bobby Petrino game. I mean, this is where you hope, you if you're a Louisville fan, you hope his schematic brilliance helps you out. Because the one thing you don't want Lamar Jackson doing, which he does, and you're going to have some of this, is running around frantically and having Dexter Lawrence's 345-pound body just fall on him continuously, you know, in or out of the pocket. I mean, the Clemson defensive front is so good and was so, I mean, just tormented Jared Stidham at Auburn last week. So I think Louisville has got to be very creative with its game plan. I think you're going to see a lot of rollouts, allowing Lamar to kind of improv, which is what I think he's best at. But, you know, the other thing about him, and you saw it against North Carolina, when he gets a clean pocket, and I don't know if it's all that often because, I mean, that offensive line stinks, but when he gets a clean pocket and can just throw, man, he's really good. I don't think he gets enough credit for what he can do with his arm. But I think this is a good spot for them. Clemson offensively still is a work in progress. This is the first true road game for a lot of these guys, including their quarterback. Defensively, they're great. They're going to be able to grind away at Jackson, but I think he's going to break three in some plays. And I don't know. This point spread to me is a little intriguing as well. I think Louisville is awfully live here.
Speaking of intriguing point spreads, I'm sure this one jumped off the page when you were taking a look. 11 o'clock kickoff Central Time.
Oh, UCLA, buddy, I know exactly where you're going.
UCLA making their way to Memphis. Memphis has not looked good. The point spread's 3.5. AK, you know, it's time. We got to load up on the Tigers, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, buddy, absolutely. Yeah, this is the first siren game of the year, okay? And look, there are some reasons that this makes sense, too, beyond just the sheer weirdness of the line. UCLA run defense this year, 128 out of 130. That's not great.
No,
I think they're just a little overrated right now because Josh Rosen is brilliant. I mean, I don't think he's overrated, and he has the capability to just crush our logic and this bet by himself, but the team around him I don't think is all that great still. People are still kind of walking on clouds after that A&M comeback, but again, I don't think either of those teams were all that good, to be quite honest. And then the other factor, of course, is the obvious one. This is an 11 a.m. game for a West Coast team that's going to still be sleepwalking. And that's, if you talk to kids and coaches, that is completely disruptive. And that, I'm sure Memphis was thrilled with this game time. And I think it'll take a little while for UCLA to break out of it. This all sounds fine and great until you have arguably the most gifted thrower since Andrew Luck from a collegiate standpoint that will crush our hopes and dreams. But until then, I'm with you. I'm backing the Tigers.
Let me just kind of run this by you then. From the standpoint of just the overall schedule, this is a pretty weak schedule this week for the Big Ten. There are a couple of good games, and we just referenced a couple of them, particularly Louisville-Clemson. But does the USC-Texas game blow your skirt up at all or not?
No, I mean, I'm intrigued only because I have a deep association with the first game. The game itself doesn't necessarily blow me away other than the nostalgia involved. Like, I know where I was watching Vince Young. I know what I was drinking. I know what I was doing. I mean, that game to me is like is maybe directly tied to the career path I chose, to be honest. So in that regard, yeah, I'm intrigued, and these are power programs. And they're also programs that are under a great deal of constant strain. You know, for USC, it's like, is this the year USC back? And for Tom Herman, it's after that loss to Maryland to start, it's, you know, what do you have here and how long is this going to take? So I'm kind of with you. I mean, the spread is what? 2 touchdowns plus? It's hard to get completely excited and overwhelmed by a game that, quite honestly, USC should be somewhat dominant in, given what we've seen from Texas. And yet, who knows? Herman has a knack for kind of pulling a rabbit out of his hat in these moments where they're an underdog, and they certainly are a sizable one here.
Yeah, and that USC run game, that was scary good last week against Stanford. We'll see
really
what happens. 7:30 kickoff in that one. Hey, last thing, AK, disappointment here in the state of Iowa, certainly from Hawkeye fans. A lot of people hoping that game day was going to make its way to Iowa City for the Penn State game next week. Instead, they announced today they're going to New York City. Oh, God, help me out.
I can't. This is for you, Rutgers. Jim Delaney's probably happy.
Yeah,
go to the Big Ten headquarters,
or
at least one of them. These opportunities, and I'm kind of getting on my soapbox because I get it. They're trying to do something different. That is what it is. But you only have a select few of these a year. And to me, the sport is missing still that you could do more with the campus field. You've got teams that are scheduling games in NFL stadiums, which you understand because of the money involved, but you hate because you miss the whole atmosphere. When you give a city that is hungry for game day, whatever that city is, that moment, that's a big deal. And I think it translates exceptionally well. I think it's what the show is all about. So, I don't quite understand it. Look, I'm from New Jersey originally. I have family out there. They don't give a darn about football, college football. They don't. The majority of them, I have to update them on whatever their team of choice is. They really don't have one. Again, this goes back to a lot of Rutgers jokes. So, I don't quite get it. And I hope it works out well for them. It'll be an interesting thing to see on TV. But I look forward to them returning to a college campus where the show belongs.
It's always good, pal, when we catch up with you. Have a great weekend. Enjoy all the games, Adam. Thank you.
Hey, real quick, too. Purdue, Missouri. You guys, we're all betting the over in that game, right?
Like,
that's going to be like 105 total points. So just one last probably losing gambling tip. That's going to be a fun game, Purdue, Missouri. So I look forward to that one.
We love the tips. We love the talk. Appreciate it, AK. We'll talk again soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
Adam Kramer, he is Kegs and Eggs. That's where you can find him on Twitter. And he joins us on the Draft House 50 hotline. Jimmy B., we go from the national scope back to the local on the other side. Ready to talk some Cyclones?
Yeah, let's go. John Walters, longtime voice of Iowa State, is going to be our guest. They have a road game at Akron coming up Saturday. So, John, coming up next, right here on the Big Talker, 1700.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
It's that time of the year again. Football is right around the corner. Draft House 50, best spot in Central Iowa to catch your Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and every NFL game. Over 50 TVs, 50 beers on tap, and the best burgers in town. Draft House 50, your place for all things sports.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, reach for TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Find Pennzoil at a Walmart near you and make the switch.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
1700 KBGG is your home for high school football. Join me, Trent Condon, each and every Friday night starting at 7 o'clock for the Central Iowa Game of the Week. After the game, keep it locked on 1700 KBGG for the Hartung and Schrader Scoreboard Show. We'll take you up until 11 o'clock with scores from across the state of Iowa. Your home for high school sports, 1700 KBGG. Friday night, an old rivalry renewed. It's Southeast Polk hosting Ankeny Centennial. 7 o'clock on 1700 KBGG.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-through options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
It's time for your daily dose of cyclone coverage on 1700 KBGG.
All right, everybody, we continue to roll all the way till 6 o'clock. John Walters is our guest, a longtime voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. John's going to be heading to beautiful Akron for the game on Saturday, as that is where Iowa State will play against the Zips. He joins us on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. John, good afternoon, pal.
Good afternoon.
Let's go back to, just quickly, your assessment of what a lot of people are now saying maybe was one of the best Cy-Hawk games of all time. You've seen a lot of them. Do you put it in that category as well?
Yeah, without a doubt. I think it was a terrific football game. I think both teams played at a high level. I think both teams got better, you know, and that's such an important thing at this time of the year, win or lose, you know, try to get your team better so that you're prepared for conference play. And I think both teams came out of that better than they went into it. And so, you know, hats off to Iowa for finding a way to make, you know, a couple more plays than Iowa State did and pull that thing out. They were impressive. I think both teams played well, and I'm encouraged about the rest of the season for both programs. So, you know, I thought it was a great showcase for our state and a really great football game. And what more could you ask?
You know, you mentioned that, and it was well played. I think both of these teams are going to look back and have very good seasons, and that's maybe why it's different than the other triple overtime game that ended a few years back, because, you know, there were mistakes in that game. It just wasn't well played. This felt like two teams that played, Chris. Were there missed tackles on both sides? Absolutely, and all those things, but it just felt like two good teams, and it kind of goes back to what we talked about last week, John, and why I love that game. It was more of a football matchup than anything. You could see kind of the yin and yang, and it really played out on Saturday.
Yeah, there were a lot of missed tackles, and, you know, go back and look at the guys that were making the guys miss. You know, I mean,
right, yeah.
Akram Wadley and David Montgomery are outstanding football players, and they've forced a lot of missed tackles, but that's because that's what they do. They're great players, and so... you know, I there's some stuff both teams can clean up, no question. But you're right, Trent. It was a chess match. It was back and forth. It was a game with big momentum shifts, and yet both teams just kind of hanging in there, not really making a lot of mistakes to shoot themselves in the foot. Iowa State did have the only turnover of the game, and that was certainly a big deal. But, you know, I don't know if you could ask for a better back and forth, ebb and flow, edge of your seat, you know, type of game. I think even fans around the country that just kind of tuned in, not really knowing what to expect, had to be entertained by that game.
Absolutely, John. And it lived up to the hype. It really did. Okay, on to this weekend. With you being around the guys and the coaching staff more than us, do you get a sense that they have been able to put that difficult loss behind them and focus in on an Akron team, a road game, that is not great, but a decent MAC team?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, I think this coaching staff's really excited to see how these guys do respond to this opportunity, because, you know, this is going to be a game which really goes a long way toward dictating what kind of a season Iowa State has. If you go into conference 2-1, you're in pretty good shape, and you're going to get a bye week, then you're going to have Texas coming in on a Thursday night. There's going to be a lot of excitement for that. But if you go in 1-2, it's kind of a different story. And so, you know, I think they're just excited to see, because they feel like they've got a lot of character in that room and that those guys are excited to go out and play again. They're not, you know, sitting there looking in the rearview mirror. They're looking ahead, and I think that's so important right here, because it's a dangerous game if you let it be. And but I feel good about this. I'm really excited to see this team play. I want to see how they respond. And I think they'll come out and play well. And they're going to have to. You know, Akron, it's really hard to get a gauge on them. I think the only thing we know from them losing to Penn State 52-3 and or 52-0 and beating Arkansas Pine Bluff 52-3 is that there's a big gap between Penn State and Arkansas Pine Bluff, a really big gap. And I'm not sure where Iowa State falls in that gap, but hopefully closer to the Penn State side and not the Arkansas Pine Bluff side. So, you know, good test. Go on the road. It's a veteran Akron team, four offensive line starters return, veteran quarterback, a three-year starter there, running back who transferred from Ohio State, is a sixth-year grad transfer, very talented running back who got hurt a year ago. So, I mean, they do have some tools, and they've got a great coach in Terry Bowden. Chuck Amato, the former North Carolina State coach, is their defensive coordinator, so they've got a veteran staff. And I think it'll be a good test for Iowa State. We'll see if they can pass it.
What's the latest on Kamari Cottonmoya? Exited the game in the second half against Iowa. His importance so key back there. And maybe do they feel like he can slide by and get by without Cottonmoya and get him healthy for the Texas game? Where are they at right now?
I haven't heard anything official yet, but I'd be surprised if he plays just because, you know, you don't want to risk it. And you do have the bye week coming up. And then you need him for conference play, no question. I'm not saying you don't need him this week. They'd love to have him. If he was healthy, he'd be out there, probably play the whole game. But, you know, if it's close or if it's a 50-50 deal, I think you just err on the side of caution with him. So we'll see. But it is a big blow, and I think it really hurt Iowa State in that second half of that Iowa game not having Kamari Cottonmoya out there because he's such a good run stuffer. I mean, he comes up in support. When they decide to put an extra man on the line of scrimmage, he is really good in that situation. He's a hard hitter. Lawrence White did some good things, but it's a big drop-off in experience when you're talking about a guy that's been a starter ever since he got here to a freshman. And so, you know, some other guys gained some experience. I love the fact that Reggie Wilkerson is expected to return this week, so that will help. Everett Edwards, the guy with some experience back there. Monte Ruth. So there's some options. We'll see if Kamari can go or not, but I think if there's any risk involved, they just won't take that risk.
John Walters is our guest on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. John, in the offensive sets we saw with the spread, they went fast, and I mean probably so fast a few times that your broadcast partner couldn't even get a word in. You just had to keep talking. Is that going to be the norm for this offense, or could we see it change up once in a while?
I think they like to mix tempo, and when they get the groove, they like to go really, really fast because they feel like they have the defense on their heels, and that's when they will go quicker. And but you're right, Jim, when they get really, really moving, it's a jet tempo. And, you know, we saw that. I can recall many times with Big 12 teams that they've done that. Baylor's done it for many years. Under Art Briles, they did that. Oklahoma, when they had Landry Jones, my goodness, they ran plays at breakneck speed. And so it is tough on a defense, and it's hard because they keep the same personnel out there when they do that. You can't substitute defensively. Guys are worn out, you know, and it's effective when it's working. I think the key to it is to have guys that are versatile, you know, that can line up in different positions on the field and make it work where you don't have to substitute to get the look you want. But it's just a feel thing that we'll continue to see. There'll be other times where they want to slow it down, but I think when they get in a groove, they want to do that to defenses as much as they can.
You know, John, there's questions. It's the nature of college football with the turning over of rosters continually every year. There's always questions. What's been the biggest question that Iowa State has answered, though, to this point that you had during the summer two games in?
I think the level of play that they've gotten from their front four defensively has been pretty doggone good. And I think if you go back and you look at the Iowa game, that front four did a really good job of getting into the backfield and disrupting things. They got Iowa in quite a few third and longs. And to Iowa's credit, they made plays and were able to convert, you know, when Iowa State got them in those behind-the-chains type situations. But I think that front four has been really good and will continue to get better because Kamilo Tongamoa is going to play more and more as the season goes on. Jamal Johnson hopefully returns from injury very soon, maybe even this weekend. Vernell Trent, to me, is one of the best stories on this football team right now. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure what to expect from him, but he's been really, really good through 2 weeks. And Ray Lima, I kind of expected to be good. He has been. So, you know, that interior defensive line of Iowa State has a chance to not only be good this year, but be good for a few years to come. And it's been a long time since we've been able to say that, where there's been consistently some good surge in the middle of that defensive line to blow plays up and get them going, you know, horizontally, running backs instead of vertically, and being able to run between the tackles. So I think that's the thing that's been most impressive through 2 weeks. Obviously, Jacob Park's been really good. David Montgomery's been ridiculous. I mean, the guy is so much fun to watch and plays so hard. But as far as surprises, and maybe not total surprise, but I'm just glad to see that there has been the defensive line improvement that I think a lot of us hoped for.
John, over to a basketball note. Yesterday, in fact, it was right before we took the air. So awesome to see Naz Mitru-Long getting a shot with the Jazz. A great kid, battled injury, came back off that awful, awful hip injuries that he had, and were able to come back and put together a great senior year. Just a happy thing to see. I know you echo those sentiments for Naz Mitru-Long.
I'm excited for him because he'll bring a great attitude into camp. You know, it's still going to be a long shot. I think he's one of 19 guys that they've invited to camp. You know, and so he's a real long shot to make the team. But, you know, he can go to the D League. He can have an opportunity there. You never know with Naz. Maybe he will make it. But bottom line is this. He's going to have a great approach to it. And he made himself a valuable pro prospect last year by expanding his game. He came into Iowa State as a point guard, and he was not effective handling the basketball early in his career. And they, you know, Fred Hoiberg basically reshaped him into a shooting guard and said, get in the gym, work on your jump shot. And he caught everybody off guard his sophomore year when he came back and had that terrific shooting year and really took that shooting guard spot. But at the end of his career, you saw last year, he really got to the basket a lot. It was able to finish in transition a lot. And I think that's what's allowed him to get to this level, is that he's improved his handle again to the point where now he's not necessarily a point guard, but he's not going to be a problem with handling the basketball. He can get to the basket. He can create some things. And so you add that to his ability to shoot it from long range and have no conscience and shoot it from anywhere, and it's a valuable commodity. So we'll see what his career holds, but I'm really excited for Naz. What a quality guy, and this is great to see him get that opportunity.
One more before we let you run, just a basketball note here, is we're still a little bit away. It is football season. We're not turning the page quite yet, but you look at the makeup of this roster, a couple of guys sitting out, Michael Jacobson, and of course what they get with the Virginia transfer coming in. You know, you got two guys that you'd love to have this season, but your thoughts on this team? It's going to have a completely different look than what Iowa State's fan base is used to over the last 6 years. Where are you at right now when you look at this basketball squad?
Well, I think it's a mystery to all of us, you know, and I think Jim's used that term, the magical mystery tour, where nobody really knows what to expect going into this season. And that's okay. I mean, I'm not a naysayer. I feel like, yes, there's going to be some bumps in the road, but I think there's enough talent there that they can have some real success this year, too. Making a seventh consecutive NCAA tournament is going to be a big challenge, but I'm not going to rule it out. Lindell Wigginton is a guy that comes in with more actual game-type experience than your typical freshman. When you play at Oak Hill Academy for 3 years, you play basically, it's almost like you're a junior college player. You have played that level of competition for that number of years. You come in more battle-tested. Now, there's still going to be a growth period for him, but I do feel like he'll be able to come in and contribute and play well right away. And I think Terrence Lewis is a high-level talent, too, but one thing I'm really excited about is Zoran Talley. You know, you get this guy late in the whole process. He's a big wing, athletic, ability to rebound and play defense. And so I think he can be a valuable contributor to this team as well. So, you know, there's some pieces. And another guy I'm really excited about is Solomon Young and how far he can go from his freshman year to his sophomore year. I think he'll be really good in that pick-and-roll game with Lindell Wigginton. So I think there's some pieces there. Donovan Jackson, obviously, we're all excited about it. I think he's the leader of the team. But, you know, it's a different type of deal than these last 4 or 5 years where you've always had that veteran presence. And you knew, okay, this is Matt Thomas and George Niang and Monte Morris's team and Melvin Edgen before that. You always had that guy. And now it's kind of like, okay, you don't. And so it's going to be different, but I like Coach Prohm's personality, and I think it'll fit well with these guys to bring them along at a good pace and have them feeling good about things, and we'll see how it goes.
Brace and Beverly, that'll be key to see what they can get out of those fifth-year guys. And
yep.
if Shayok and Jacobson were available this year, you know, I think this is an NCAA tournament team. But with the youth and the question marks and the Big 12 as a whole, that's always a question mark going into the year. But that is down the road. It's still football season. We will talk about that plenty in the months to come, John. Always great catching up with you. And have a feeling you're going to have a pretty big audience Saturday. CBS Sports Network will have the call for people that don't have that on your cable, your satellite system. You can just flip on the radio and listen to John Walters.
We would appreciate it if you did.
Absolutely. Be good, John. Thanks for talking with us.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That's John Walters, the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, with us on the Draft House 50 Hotline. You know, we talked about this spot for Iowa State this week and the opportunity for them if this is a trap spot. It's an old adage. You throw it out. That's what you do when you do sports talk, is you come up with these things. But it has that kind of feeling. Weird road trip, spot you haven't been, young team, untested team, have to be careful. Akron, it's not a top-level MAC team. Let's not kid ourselves here. But they're solid. You know, they're a team that'll win 5, 6, 7 games, probably something right in that range. Veteran coaching staff, have to be ready. You know, easiest thing to do, have David Montgomery rip off a couple of big runs, a couple of big plays from Jacob Park. Take that early lead. And then those concerns will be maybe slowed down just a little bit. We'll come back here on the other side. Still lots to get to in the 5 o'clock hour. We got Ken Silverstein stopping by from his Ohio outpost. We'll talk Cleveland Indians with him. Also some Big Ten football coming up then. Then from the Cyclones with John Walters, we'll talk Hawkeyes later on in the hour. Wolfgang, old friend, will stop by, and we will talk with him. All to come here in the 5 o'clock hour. Stick and stay. More Jimmy B and TC comes your way next.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Sponsored by Walgreens. It's easy to get your flu shot at Walgreens and help make a difference. Simply get a shot and give a shot. No appointment necessary. Vaccine restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details.
Scott Graham from Westwood One with a preview of Thursday Night Football. Week 2 of the NFL season begins in Cincinnati as Andy Dalton and the Bengals play host to the Houston Texans. Both dropped their openers in large part due to turnovers. Houston with 4, and Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton with 4 interceptions and a fumble. After the game, Dalton said the resulting loss to the Ravens is on him.
You know, we felt like we knew looks that we were getting. It wasn't like we were confused on the looks. It's just, you know, we didn't make any plays, and it starts with me. It's my fault. I didn't play well at all, and didn't give us a chance to win. But we can't let it determine what happens in the season. For us, we have to come out, and if we can get a win on Thursday night, then we're not talking about this one anymore.
Ian Eagle and Tony Baselli will have the call of the Texans at the Bengals on Thursday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long. Right here on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, you save with a $24.99 oil change special. Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional or high mileage oil and an STP oil filter for up to $5.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Week 1 is in the books, but it's not too late to get closer to the game you love with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football. This Sunday, DraftKings is hosting a free contest with $100,000 in total prizes to celebrate the launch of their new game, Pick'em. Just use code DIVISION to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total guaranteed prizes this Sunday. It's free. Why wouldn't you try? DraftKings.com, code DIVISION. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper for its calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your plan when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Hey, high school sports fans. Are you having trouble finding t-shirts and hoodies that show your school spirit? You're not alone. Let the Norwalk Shop help you with those school spirit needs. We do it all to support all Central Iowa high schools. One-offs, group projects, and uniforms. We can do it all. Need an online shop set up to coordinate team projects? We do that too. But not just for a week. We keep them open the entire season. If the Norwalk Shop can help you, call us at 515-953-6306 or find us online at thenorwalkshop.com.